Welcome to episode 181 of the Look Behind Game Club. This week, do something a little different. This is the audio from my latest PAX panel. This one is called Between Two Screens, a Nintendo DS Retrospective. It's about an hour long. It is live audio, so you'll get to hear crowd sounds and whatnot. A couple of notes on this one. First, I would highly recommend you look at the slides while you're listening to the presentation, because there are one or two parts of it where they are highly visual, and so if you aren't following the slides, then you're going to wonder what everyone's talking about. There is a video version that's available. I'll link it in the show notes, so if you've downloaded this and heard this and said, hey, I'd rather listen to the video, that's okay, that's fine. You can find the link to the video here. We've got one more piece of PAX coverage. We'll have our PAX East Mega Show next Wednesday. That'll feature myself, Flora, Katie, and special guest Dave Jackson from Tales from the Backlog. We'll be talking about our favorite games, and we've got a couple of interviews as well, so look forward to that. All right, without further ado, here is Between Two Screens, a Nintendo DS retrospective.
You're listening to the Left Behind Game Club.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Between Two Screens, a Nintendo DS retrospective. Okay, good. So before I get into it, I want to introduce our panel. I'll start with myself. My name is Jacob McCourt. I host some podcasts, but that's not important. Let's start on the end. Dave Jackson.
Yeah, I'm Dave Jackson. I'm the host of the Tales from the Backlog podcast.
Hi, I'm Brennan Groom. I'm the host of the Past Control podcast.
Hello, I'm The button is now on. Hello, I'm Jenny Windham. I'm one of the organizers of Wholesome Games and the senior influencer manager at Kepler Interactive.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Danny Bass, but I'll also CG Danny B. Don't do that. I don't need the mic anyway. I'm CJ NB. I don't have a podcast, but I cover indie games, and they're better than AAA. There's the announcement.
He said it.
I said the damn thing.
I'm Scott White. I'm a freelance writer with words on sites like IGN, RPG site, and Irrational Passions, and I'm the host of the podcast RPG University.
So today, the format of this panel goes as follows. This panel will be a short run through the history of the DS with some of our favorite memories of the console. And then with y'all's help, we're going to build the essential list of games for the Nintendo DS. This panel is not a debate about what the best console of all time is today. It's the DS. Thank you very much.
Yay!
And just know that it is a surface level view at the history, because there's a lot of history and we got to go fast. So on the schedule also, you'll see that it said 20 games. It's actually 15, so we've been savage out here this morning. Here's the speedy history of the DS. Ready? Go. So the GBA was selling very well in 2003. In 2004, there started to be rumors of a new console that was coming out, codenamed Project Nitro, in early 2004. Here's an IGN article that shares some of the features and the specs of the console. Satoru Okada was the head of R&D at Nintendo. He said, can we make a, you know, console with two screens in it? And he went to Satoru Iwata and said, why don't you try? Long story short, the DS was made out of, you know, those two brains. And Reggie announced it at E3 2004 in July of 2004. He announced it by saying things such as, the wait is over. This is the DS. DS stands for Developer System. It is changing Nintendo and the industry. And my favorite, it's beyond online. It's no line. I don't know what that means. But marketing. Some of the things that they touted for the console beyond wireless capabilities, Metroid Prime Hunters was the game that they showed to everyone. Shout out Metroid Prime Hunters. Somebody's fighting for it later. I feel it. And then two input methods that were new, touchscreen and microphone, and two media bays, the DS and GBA. They figured out backwards compatibility in 2004, and I'm not sure what happened. The console launched in November of 2004 for $149.99 with this lineup of games. So my first question for the panel, is, how do we feel about this lineup compared to other console lineups, and what were some of your favorites within that? I'm going to start with, anyone want to start? Favorite games?
Yeah. Thank God for Mario 64.
Yeah.
Yes.
The rest are rough.
The mini games in Mario 64 are what made that what it was. Like, I spent so many times in that little Luigi dealing cards.
A little hide and seek to find the Yoshi. And yes. Yes. I put hours into that, dude.
I think there's someone that live streams that, like, constantly on my TikTok feed. Maybe it's just TikTok knows exactly who I am. But there's a man who just streams that game on the DS, and I appreciate it so much.
Like, specifically just the DS, the 64 minigames?
Yes, literally okay. Luigi throwing cards at you. Yeah. TikTok's weird.
Also,
any other standouts?
Also, shout out to Madden 2005, the last good Madden game.
Wow.
Any other thoughts here?
I mean, huge shout out. My Christmas gift was the DS with Mario 64 and Spider-Man 2. God knows that I started with Spider-Man 2 first.
You didn't get sprung?
No.
Great. So models for the console, we've got the Fat DS in 2004, the DS Lite in 2006, DSi and DSi XL in 2008, 2009. I'm going to start on the end maybe with Dave. What's your favorite one of these and why is it the DS Lite?
My favorite one of these is the Fat DS, and it's my favorite because it's the one I had. Yeah.
That's fair. What's up with that console? I don't get it.
Chunky, you got to fit in your pocket. You need bigger pockets, then it's fine.
Good. Good. Jenko jeans needed for those ones.
Yes.
Brendan, favorite?
It's the DS Lite. The DS Lite's like one of the best consoles of all time.
Yes.
I specifically had, I think it was the Spirit Tracks one. It was the, like, gold with the Triforce. Ooh. Very simple.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
It's great. I still have it. I didn't bring it. I don't want to lose it. Mm-hmm. It's a relic.
DS Lite, because that was the one I had, and I got it in the pearl pink, and I was just obsessed finally having something in pink. Yes.
I got the DSi. I mean, I've had an iteration of all of these. I had the Fat DS, the red Fat DS. I think I had the white DS Lite, and then the blue DSi. And then blue's just a brand recognition thing, so it has to be my favorite. Mm-hmm.
DS Lite all the way. Every day. Yeah.
Very important question. How many of your hinges broke, though?
Yep.
Nope.
Never.
I took very good care of my DS.
No, it's my baby.
I took my older brother's when my hinges broke.
There was a reason I had the red one then, because the gray one broke.
A lot of colors. Here's just a reminder of some of the beautiful colors. Even the two-tone, if you look in the top right corner, there's the black and blue and black and red. Those are personally my favorites. But the electric yellow is a close second. Speaking of electric yellow, there was special editions, including the Pikachu DS that was available at the Pokemon Center. That box is just dope. Don't try and buy it on eBay, though, because it's expensive. And then we've got the Mew Fat DS and then the DSi for Super Mario Brothers. And shout out Cam Hawkins for Kingdom Hearts. That DSi is sick.
Pretty good. Go, kick, go, chat. Yeah.
This is why I love PAX, because you can put up this slide and everybody cheers. Can we try a Picto Chat chant? Picto Chat.
Picto Chat. Picto Chat. PictoChat.
Great. That's wild.
That's crazy.
Danny, I hear you like PictoChat.
Yeah. No, it was funny. We had our, like, let's get everything organized, what we got to do for the meeting, whatever. I think, like, 3 or 4 days later, I was taking, like, a medication or something. I'm like, wish we didn't put PictoChat in that PowerPoint. We got to do that.
Yeah. Did you send any interesting messages like these ones?
I did what everybody did. I took the pen and filled out the entire box in black.
Yes. Yes. Oh, my God.
Any other PictoChat stories you want to go through?
My neighbor behind me was like one of the only people I knew growing up that had a DS, and we would try so hard to get into a PictoChat lobby from my house to his house. Never happened. I would sit there, like I'd be against the screen in my window, like, come on, is it enough? Is it enough? Never. Someday.
Brendan, I have something very special for you on the next slide. So something I often ask panelists, because we've done this 3 times now, once for the GameCube, once for the Game Boy Advance, and now for the DS. I always ask the panelists, hey, if you have pictures of yourself with a console, please share it. And for the first time, Brendan shared this incredible photo that I will now share with you. Hey! Brendan, please explain.
So this is me in 2007 for the Wii launch. We were the first people in line waiting outside of Best Buy for like 2 days. Mike was with me. Mike's in the audience. We had like a group. I don't remember how many people can play Mario Kart DS in one session, but it was like the whole line was just going. Anyways, that's me.
An incredible relic. Thank you for this. This is now on the internet forever.
I love it.
We're just going to show some magazine covers just to get you in the nostalgic mood here. We've got a Nintendo Special Edition from the UK, Nintendo Power, and then for all my console warriors out there, there's none here. Cool. The PSP came out in 2005, so obviously there was a EGM featuring the war between consoles. We're going to talk about an ad campaign now. Who here remembers Touching is Good? Okay, most folks in this room. So, you know, Touching is Good was good at times. You look here at the Kirby Canvas Curse, at Super Mario 64 DS. There were times where it may have gotten, you know, a little weirder. This Yoshi gives me nightmares. I don't know about anyone here.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Dave, are you okay?
The shoelaces one messed me up.
Yeah.
That's some body horror stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. It gets worse, though.
Oh.
Touching sometimes becomes bad. Can we all collectively boo this?
Boo.
Look, it was a different time. It's fine. But this was from Maxim magazine, and some of the highlights include the good girl likes the soft, sensitive feeling of the touchscreen technology, and the bad girl likes to touch as hard or as fast as she wants. This is an actual ad. I'm so sorry. And then there were booth babes too.
Can I tell you, I tried so hard to find a shirt, this shirt, for this panel. I almost just made one because I was like scouring eBay, like, I need this shirt for this panel. It's not underneath, I'm sorry.
I think we're all happy that the era of the booth babe is over, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, clap that.
Yeah.
And then Touching got weird. So there was an era where if you went on, I think it was the Insider forums, you could actually fill out a form that allowed you to get a mannequin hand that had the DS logo on the wrist. Does anyone here have that? No.
I'm so glad no one raised their hand. Yeah. I was ready. We're going to ask that person some questions.
This is the intervention.
I mean, I was going to give them a standing O if that was the case, but sometimes touching is weird. And then touching gets even weirder when you have ads like this one.
Oh, no.
I have photos if it doesn't work.
I would have loved to have been someone like living in one of those apartments while this gets filmed.
Yeah.
Just like, oh.
Let's try. Wasn't meant to be. But what I do have is I have photos for us to look at for this exact reason. This Canvas Curse ad got real weird. I was like, at a 13-plus panel, can I show this finger? A real question. Any thoughts about this very weird ad or Touching is Good in general that we haven't covered yet?
I don't want to touch this.
No.
I just wonder, we had a stylus.
Yeah.
Why was it always the finger? Why didn't we just use I think the stylus would have just been a lot more, like, we probably wouldn't be cringing about this right now if we just made an ad about the stylus. Yeah.
So you just want a big stylus running around, right?
I mean, probably less weird.
Accessories. So we've got a couple here. I'd love to call on anyone from the panel here. Any standouts that you want to talk about in the accessory category for the DS on this slide?
Is that the Poke Walker? What is that?
Yeah.
The Poke Walker?
I've always wanted one of those, and I never had one. This has given me like PTSD from childhood. Saying like childhood. I was like in high school, but I always wanted it. I'm so sad. Now I'm gonna cry.
They're very expensive now.
I know.
No, the Poke Walker was a vibe. I remember like the days of like wearing it to school and then getting home like, my Pikachu didn't get enough steps. So you're sitting there like doing math homework and just trying to get it to go.
And it had such a satisfying little click to it, huh?
Yeah. Also because the little latch was a little loose, so it always like a little ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But also the Guitar Hero, the frets, worked at GameStop for the longest time, and I think it's the blue button. It was just sitting in a junk drawer because the button broke off. So whenever just like, man, it's a stressful day, we just pulled it out, just rattle on the three buttons that exist. That was the time. Never played with the thing, but I've held it enough to be like, yeah.
The original fidget spinner.
The original fidget spinner.
The kid in the middle there, that's what I wanted to be with PictoChat. I'm sitting at my window like, come on. Never.
Yeah, Nintendo always does weird stuff with headsets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The DS included. I think we've got a few more. Danny, I'm going to call on you now to talk about Spectrobes.
We found my people, baby. Let's go. Nah, dude, Spectrobes was baller. And like, for anyone who didn't know, it's like that. You'd find the fossils of these knockoff Pokemon, and if you had the cards, you could like tap in a certain pattern on the stylus to like bring them to life and fight with them. Spectrobes was baller. These cards were sick. I wish I still had mine.
Wait, you got rid of them?
I was a kid. You don't think value when you're a kid. You're just like, I'm not playing Spectrobes right now.
Yeah.
And then we got the Wii one, and then we just... But that we're not going to talk about today.
Yeah. There's also a TV tuner for DS in Japan. So if you want to watch Antenna and the Game Gear, you say?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Game Gear also had a TV antenna. So if you want to watch Antenna in Japan, you can. And then the last thing we'll say here is I have been using my DSi camera all weekend because I brought a DSi like a sicko.
Hey.
Thank you. Let's look at these 0.3 megapixel pictures in all their glory. And then we have stuff that didn't fit elsewhere, modding and emulation. Both the modding and the emulation team have made a lot of strides, especially in the last year, with the Ioneo Flip. I probably said that wrong, but DS emulation has made a lot of strides, so wanted to call that out. Any thoughts on modding emulation for this one? I didn't put R4 card on here because I felt like that was illegal to do.
Who had an R4 card, like a flash card for their DS?
Nintendo is here, just
yeah.
So you know, so.
Just look away, it's
I'm not saying where to buy one.
I was backing up the games that I had.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, don't come for me, police. And then just this Konami's Best, their version of Greatest Hits, where it's actually the game box on a game box.
It's so meta.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Just needed to share that.
Marketing's finest. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And of course, there were tons and tons of games for the console, so we are going to jump in and talk about them now. This is everyone's favorite part of the panel, I think. So what I will ask folks to do in an orderly fashion, so that no one gets hurt, there are two microphones in the crowd. If you want to participate and play along, you may get up and get behind the microphones. You don't even know what you're doing yet, but that's fine. That is okay. Like I mentioned, we are building the list of 15 essential titles. As a panel, we have pre-selected 11 of them. So what you will do in this panel is you will have 15 seconds to pitch us on a game that needs to be on that list. So for my friends that are at the front, the two of you and the two of you, you just have to pitch games that you want on the list because the list is 11. You're going to get freebies. If we say yes, it's on the list. Everyone behind that, start to think of the game that you want and the game that you want to take off the list. So you guys get freebies up front. The people behind, you have to say what game you want on the list, what game you want off the list. And as a panel, if 3 out of 5 people give you a thumbs up, the change is made. If 3 out of 5 people give you a thumbs down, then that change is not made. So think very carefully, carefully about the game that you're putting on and the game that you're taking off. We're going to do this until about 5 minutes left in the panel. So I think everybody here will get a chance to pitch their game. Does that make sense?
Woo.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to show you the list that we have pre-selected for everyone. Get ready. Here it is.
Deal or no deal is coming.
I see your people of
you
culture.
Yeah.
Yes. Why is everybody yes. laughing? I don't get it.
Argue that, the other one off of it?
Don't they know how hot the Hell's Kitchen speedrunning scene is right now?
Yeah, so, yeah. So Scott, you need to let people know about the Hell's Kitchen speedrunning scene.
Right, so when we were putting together this list, I was intrigued. I personally hadn't played this gem, this legendary game. So I decided to go on speedrun.org to see what the The speedrun is, and apparently, as of like 2 months ago, Vesper Sire, I believe their screen name is, set the world record for the 1 week percent category at 17 minutes and like 52 seconds.
Mm-hmm. Give it up.
And he's here at the paint.
Obviously, we're kidding. We would not be experts if this was our list, even though, like, deal or no deal, Howie Mandel, you know, he's pretty good. Our actual list, one person clapping, thank you. This is our actual list, and everyone on the panel will share their thoughts on why these games are on here. Here's the actual list. Drum roll, please. I love PAX so much.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a good sign. So what we'll do is we'll start with Dave. Dave, I would love you to talk about the two games that you put on this list.
Okay, so my two games were Rhythm Heaven and... Thank you. People know what's up. And Picross 3D. Even better. Wow, love you. So, Rhythm Heaven, when I think of the DS, I think of people being creative with the touch screen. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, but Rhythm Heaven works, okay? Rhythm game, where they play these just cute, super catchy songs made by the people who make WarioWare, so you know that goofy sense of humor is in there too. So Rhythm Heaven, easy on the list. Picross 3D. When we put this panel together, like a month ago, I told myself, I'm gonna do a bunch of research, I'm gonna play a bunch of DS games that I never played. Kirby games, Castlevanias, stuff that I never played before. What I did was I played about 40 hours of Picross 3D over the last month.
Yes.
So, I need this, okay? I need this to be on the list.
He will die if you take his pick off the list, so just be careful. Yeah. Brendan?
So my two were New Super Mario Brothers and Tetris DS. I do want to point out, we are all cultured. We all wanted to pick Rhythm Heaven.
Yes.
So we all love that game. So if you come for Rhythm Heaven, you should sit down.
You might as well think
the
of something
The entire
else.
Wrath of the panel will be against you.
Yes. So New Super Mario Brothers, I feel like the series New Super Mario Brothers, all of those games, gets a really bad rap. And I think this game is very good, and it shouldn't be lumped into that. It was like the first 2D side-scrolling Mario in like 14 years. And I think it did a lot of great things for 2D Mario and just 2D platformers in general. Great power-ups, good level design. It's a fantastic game. If you hate New Super Mario Bros. Wii or all those other games, this one's good.
No, they're all great.
I mean, some of them are okay. I love Mario games, but you know, you gotta give and take. Tetris DS, I think, this goes back and forth with being the best Tetris game, in my opinion. It's really between this and Tetris Effect. This game is perfect Tetris. And on top of perfect Tetris, they're just adding in like six different game modes that are all Nintendo themed. The whole thing is Nintendo themed, so there's just great music in there. There's fun game modes. You have infinite spin, which not every Tetris game has. So if you want to like keep spinning the block, it won't lock in, so you can kind of figure out your next path forward. It's just a really good game. Me and my mom played this game back and forth. My mom doesn't play games much, and her and I would pass the DS back. Like, I'd be like, where's my DS? Oh, my mom has it, because she's trying to beat my score or back and forth. So it's, if you come for this game, I'm going to come for you.
This has become a really threatening
panel.
Damn. Okay, so I did WarioWare Touched and The World Ends With You. Yeah! WarioWare Touched, I mean, the entire WarioWare franchise is just like chaotic and madness and the best micro mini games you will ever play in your life. I feel like WarioWare Touched in particular just goes off the walls in ways that some of the others don't. It's just shenanigans. I love it. You really can't say more than that. The World Ends With You is one of just, I feel like it's so underrated, and I would love to see more just love for this game. It's got style. The battle system, especially with the two screens on the DS, is incredible once you really get into the flow. And it's got just the peaks of melodrama and twists and turns by the end of the story. Like, I was crying playing this DS game. It's so good. So I won't threaten you, but I trust that you will make the right decision.
I'll threaten you for her.
It would have been a really funny clip if we got the Wholesome Games girl to threaten somebody.
She'll do it wholesomely.
My two, smack dab in the middle, Spectrobes and Pokemon Mystery Dungeon Explorers of the Sky. We talked about Spectrobes a little bit just a few minutes ago. One of those just gems as a kid. Even out here in the audience, we sat there playing the Wii version. I know we're not talking about Wii here. But playing that in college just because of the nostalgia of it. Maybe, arguably, one of the best things Disney's ever put out. But now Spectrobes is just a baller-ass game. Is that our swear for the show?
No, it's not the F word.
All right, cool.
We get one F word.
Oh, cool. It's one. Got it.
Don't say it.
Bet. Hell yeah. But yeah, no, Spectrobes is awesome. And then Pokemon Mystery Dungeon. I think of the Mystery Dungeons, the Explorers of Time, Darkness, and Sky are like the ultimate trilogy. Or, well, trilogy. The set of three.
Yes.
But yeah, I mean, Villain Grovyle, Hero Dusk Noir, that whole narrative. The Mystery Dungeons baller. We need a new one that's good. Or remake this one like we did with the Switch one. You know?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, play this.
Yeah. For me, my submissions, some of my favorites were Dragon Quest IX, Sentinels of the Starry Sky, and Trauma Center Under the Knife. With Dragon Quest, this was the first Dragon Quest, like a mainline game going from a console to a handheld, incorporating multiplayer aspects where you can hang out with your friends. Brendan, you could have maybe played with your neighbor and quested if you wanted. Make your own character. Job system is just fantastic. Visuals for the DS were spectacular. Really the only downside of, in my opinion, of Dragon Quest IX was the fact that you only got one save file per cartridge. But and then Trauma Center Under the Knife, this anime AF game where you're a surgeon with the powers of a Greek god that can slow time to burn lasers and like do surgery for some random evil corporation virus. And in one level, you defuse a bomb because you can do that when you're a surgeon. It was just... this was the game that really, I felt, took advantage really well of the DS's touchscreen and was one of the first games that it's like, oh, I get it. Like, I get the hype of this touchscreen, the second screen, and use it in a lot of creative ways. So, yeah, Trauma Center and Dragon Quest. Yeah.
Atlas needs to bring it back.
100%.
They do.
100%.
And then we have an 11th title, and that obviously is Chrono Trigger DS. Yeah. It is the essential version of that game, and really, when we were doing the prep for this panel, everyone was like, but what about Chrono Trigger? You know, Akira Toriyama, like, let's, you know, memorialize the work. And we just said, well, it's our panel, let's just put 11 on, so that's why that's there. So, what we're going to do now is we're going to flip through the list. This is an actual commercial from Japan for the DS, including DBZ.
That's awesome.
So, keeping that alive. We're going to flip through the list here. Here's the list. So, the gentleman up front here, you will be first. So, again, because there's only 10 games or 11 games on the list, you can just pitch what game you want to add, and you'll have 15 seconds to pitch it. So tell us, what is the game...
Do I have to convince you to take another one off or no?
Nope, you can just add them now. So let us know what game that you want to put on the list.
Okay, my game for going on the list is a DS Essential. It is Nintendogs Dash Hunt and Friends.
Yes.
Specifically that one, because you got the... Oh, wait, well, I'll go into it later, but give me my timer whenever you're ready.
So you are on deck for 15 seconds starting now.
Okay, Dachshund and Friends, you get the Siberian Husky, you get the Golden Retriever, you get the Dachshund, you get the Beagle, all the best dogs. There is no dog simulator out there that has ever matched this in the history. Take them on walks, right? All of the events where you throw the Frisbees, that was the shish.
Great job. Round of applause.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question?
That's really hard, so that's a great first pitch.
Yeah.
Can I ask a question?
Of course.
Go ahead.
You came in hot. You want to take a game off? I just want to know what game you want to take off.
I want to take off Chrono Trigger.
Whoa!
No!
You just built yours.
It's a Super Nintendo title.
We're going to ignore that.
Yeah. We're going to sit with the Nintendogs.
And panel, Nintendogs, thumbs up, thumbs down.
Yeah.
I kind of want thumbs down just for that last comment.
No. I'm putting thumbs up.
We have Dragon Quest on there. Our curatorium is still up there.
So just keep them up. Are we 5 for 5? That's 5 for 5. That's on the list. Well
done.
Let's
go.
Yay.
Thank you.
All right. So we're at 12. So go ahead and let me know what game you'd like to add to the list.
Pokemon Black and White 2.
Yeah. All right. Your 15 seconds for this game starts now.
Remixed region, new routes, old and new Pokemon, a better post game. I don't know.
Oh, there it is. There's a round.
We let the audience waste it.
What?
That's your time. Shut up. Round of applause. Look, this is very hard, and so everyone here so far has done very well. Pokemon Black and White 2, how do we feel? Any comments?
Got to have Pokemon, right?
We do. We have Mystery Dungeon.
We got to have a mainline Pokemon. At least
what about
now.
A true Pokemon?
Now, we'll have a mainline Pokemon game.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Wow.
Okay, so Pokemon are mid, Pokemon are great. Thumbs up, thumbs down.
Does it have to be unanimous?
No, it's 3 out of 5.
Cringe.
Your game has made the list. Well done.
Thank you.
I got you, Ken.
Now, I'll totally give Black 2, White 2. I love Black 2, White 2. I know we didn't have a main line, so I'm cool with that one on there.
Okay. We're at 13 games, so you can just add one. What's the game you want to add?
All right. I think everyone's going to know this one. Mario and Luigi, Bowser's Inside Story.
Yeah.
Okay. Your time, if I could spell, it's really tough to do. Start, your time starts now.
Okay, so Mario and Luigi, Bowser's Inside Story. It's the same great gameplay from Superstar Saga, but you get eaten by Bowser. But while you're consumed by Bowser, you get to play as Bowser. That is cool. That's it.
Well done. Panel, how do we feel about this one?
I thought this was a 3DS game. Bowser's Inside.
There was a remaster on 3DS.
Oh, I thought only Superstar Saga got remade. My bad.
Any other thoughts?
What's Partners in Time? Is that DS?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Honorable mention.
I played Partners in Time. I didn't play Inside Story. I'm a guaranteed thumbs up for Partners in Time. I can't, but like.
That is a crime.
That's.
God.
I mean, I'd let Bowser eat me, so.
Yeah.
How do we feel? Thumbs up, thumbs down.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, until they start coming for my picks.
5 for 5, well done.
I'm generous.
All right, we are at 14, so you get the last free pick. What is the game you want to add to the list?
I want to talk about Fossil Fighters.
Ooh. Okay. Fossil Fighters, your 15 seconds starts now.
So you get to dig up rocks and excavate bones from the rocks. Revive dinosaurs that... You excavate the bones from, and then they fight each other. Story, phenomenal. You know, small town story where you go to space and fight dinosaur aliens.
Round of applause. You talked about this in our pre-meeting, didn't you?
I mentioned it, uh-huh. But I was just like, we have Spectrobes, you know what I mean?
It's basically the same, man.
But Spectrobes is cooler.
But dinosaurs. Space?
That's space Fossil Fighters, right?
Kinda, yeah. But like, there's dinosaur Spectrobes.
Are the bones money? Are the bones money?
Are they money?
The bones are the skeleton's money. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Somebody. I was like, maybe not.
Thumbs up, thumbs down. What do we think?
This is the beginning of that pitch is very Picross 3G adjacent. So yes.
I'll give it to the bones money.
I like dinosaurs.
At this point, it doesn't matter. 14, what
yeah, dinosaurs in space? Yeah.
It's fine. You gonna give a thumbs up or thumbs down?
Let's give a thumbs up in case if anyone goes after anything, they can take Fossil Fighters to 4 Spectrums. I'm cool with that.
Well done. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're now at 15 games. So now the job gets a little bit harder. So what you need to do is let me know what game you want to add to the list and what game you want to take off. And just know, people may boo you. So go ahead.
Okay. Do I start with what I want to add or take off?
Yeah, what would you like to add?
I would like to add the legendary Starfy.
Yeah. And what game would you like to remove for the legendary Starfy?
Wait, hang on. What was it called again? Trauma Center Under the Knife.
No.
Okay. You're going to have 15 seconds to defend either side or both sides. And your time starts now.
Okay, so my hot take is that the legendary Starfy is actually the best Kirby game, despite not being a Kirby game. It has tons of character and heart, and I have a fond memory of finishing on the airplane. And either I live under a rock or I'm too young, but I've never heard of Trauma Center Under the Knife.
Okay, okay.
Well done. Great pitch.
That's good pitch. Good job.
Okay, so now it gets harder because you have to judge the game that's being brought on and the game that's being taken off. So any thoughts? This is your game, so you mad, bro?
I'm just going to say we have a platformer. We have a good platformer with Super Mario. We don't have another Surge and Bomb Defusal Simulator.
This is good logic. Anyone else?
I will say, Jacob, when I came, we first talked, we were talking like just PAX period. Uh-huh. I told you Legend of Starfy was on my list, and I was like, I kind of want to bring that one. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I don't know if it'll stick around. So, like, he's got my thumbs up.
Okay. So it sounds like thumbs down from you, throw it up, thumbs up from you, Jenny.
I will say your pitch was really, really compelling. But
there's a butt in there.
But I love Trauma Center, and I am just a sucker for the niche title. And so I'm going to have to give a thumbs. Is it thumbs down to...
To reject this pitch.
The pitch. I'm so sorry.
Starfy's my guy.
Yeah.
Trauma Center, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
I gotta pick one.
There are so many easy, low-hanging fossil fighters on this list. What are we doing? It pains me to do this, but I...
Let's hear from Dave first. Okay. Dave, what do you think?
Oh, I'm hanging out to be the deciding vote.
You want to be the deciding vote?
I have not played either of these games, so I'm going to use my my logic of not knowing anything about either one to be the deciding vote if need be.
This hurts. This
okay.
hurts me.
There we
this
go.
Hurts so, to do. Know that you're hurting me, Doom.
There we go. So I'll give you a thumbs up. It doesn't matter, but thank you.
So unfortunately, your pitch does not go, but thank you for your time.
See, this is part of the strategy. You got to pick a good game to put on, but you also have to be really selective about the game you want to take off.
Yeah.
So, no, you can pitch Starfy again if you think that there's low-hanging fossil fighters on the list. Go ahead. What game would you like to add, and which one would you like to take off?
I'd like to nominate Animal Crossing Wild World. Ooh.
And what would you like to take off?
Nintendogs.
Oh! Don't make me pick my...
So, your 15 seconds starts now.
I love Nintendogs, but in my opinion, no game is more emblematic of the portability, the social aspect, and the casual convention than Animal Crossing Wild World. I think it's the perfect game for the system and the best game in the series.
And that's your time. Well done.
Wow.
So eloquent.
Yeah.
Succinct.
We'll start down with Dave. Dave, what do you think?
Okay. When I think of the DS, I think of Nintendogs first. So I agree with you that Animal Crossing probably should be here, but Nintendogs definitely should be here. So
yeah.
I'm saying no.
Ooh.
Pro tip, Fossil Fighters is still on the stage. behind, just, you know, work those gears a little bit. Maybe reform your pitch. Someone else, please pitch Animal Crossing, because yes, it should be here, but Nintendogs, I can't do it.
Jenny?
This hurts me, honestly. This is so unfortunate. I love both of these dearly. I've spent hundreds of hours in both, but I think, this is like Survivor, everyone. You have to go with the meta. You can't just go like with the straight gameplay. So I'm going to say... a rejection to Animal Crossing.
Ooh, we're already three, but any comments here from y'all?
Yes to Nintendogs.
It's the same thing. We're like, I'm a New Leaf, New Horizons kid, so like, wow, like not the biggest thing for me, but also it's Nintendogs. It's hard.
Whoa.
The Dachshund version doesn't have a Shiba Inu, and I have a Shiba, so I'm for
I respect it. I respect it.
Yeah.
All right, thank you for your time. Unfortunately, that did not go through.
The Daisy cosplay is baller AF, though.
Yeah. To you, what game do you want to add? What would you like to take off?
My nomination is 9 hours, 9 persons, 9 doors.
And what would you like to take off of the list?
Fossil Fighters.
Yeah!
Picto chat.
Pick. Oh, no.
Your 15 seconds for this pitch starts now.
Everything about this game is amazing. The writing is on par with Stephen King. The characters are on point. The character designs are also on point. There's a lot of really great puzzles, and the DS version is the best way to play the final puzzle of the game. If you know, you know.
Well done.
Standing ovation.
All right, let's start in the center with Danny. How do you feel about that? Yeah.
I'm still in that spot where like I almost want to hang on to Fossil Fighters just to keep Spectrum safe.
That's a smart play, though. Like, you got to protect your own. You know?
In the meta.
But also, I've seen this game. I know nothing about this game outside of this description. But I like the passion, so I'll give it.
Yep, Nonor Games is sick. Jenny?
I'm in the same boat. I actually have not played Fossil Fighters or, is it 999? But the passion of the pitch, and honestly, it just intrigues me a little bit more than Fossil Fighters, so that's a yes.
Okay, Brendan?
How could you thumbs down that? I'm sorry. Even if you don't like that game, I'm sorry, but yes, double.
Dave, have you played this one?
I have not, but it was a good pitch and a thumbs up for understanding the assignment of the pitch process.
Scott, you've played it, right?
I haven't.
Oh my gosh.
This is a Scott-ass game.
This series is phenomenal. So
no, yeah, like, that game's a masterpiece.
It's phenomenal. Like, I have a lot of friends that preach it. Mm-hmm. I just never got around to it.
You got like 80 hours to play the whole series?
Do you have 80 hours to play Trails?
I do not.
when you play Trails, I'll play 999 in this series.
Bet. Thumbs up, thumbs down. There it is. Well done. So Fossil Fighters is gone.
How is that franchise like organized? How is it like 9992? Not like what's?
No, it's Virtue's Last. There it is. Virtue's Last Reward.
Yes, right there.
365 over 2.5.
Yeah.
Like,
999358 divided by 2.
We're going on that side. What game do you want to add? What do you want to take off?
Okay, so I'm very surprised that no one's mentioned this yet. Ace Attorney.
Yes. Yeah.
Which one?
And what would you like to take off the list?
I'm so sorry, but I feel like Picross 3D is a very obscure title.
All right. You're coming for Dave's throat.
I'm sorry.
You got 15 seconds, and your time starts now.
Yeah. Ace Attorney, the characters are great. Phoenix Wright, we all know. Objection. That's like the greatest thing. The music, awesome. Memorable characters, great story. It builds up every game. It's a great series. End of pitch.
Well done. Round of applause. We have to go to Dave Jackson first. Dave Jackson, thoughts?
I respect you, and I respect Ace Attorney, but no. You're going to have to convince the others. I mean, me, I can't be objective here, so no.
Let's mix it up. Scott?
I will always have a fond place in my heart for Ace Attorney and my parents giving me strange looks yelling into my DS. So I'm going to approve it.
Okay, one and one. Danny, you're next.
Ooh. I've dabbled in Ace Attorney, and I just made great friends with Dave here, and I feel like I might be burning that
that's right.
really quick.
Think carefully, Danny.
This is tough.
He's about to unfollow you on Twitter right now. Yeah.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'll give it a thumbs up. I'll give it a thumbs up now.
Brendan.
Oh, where are we at? We're all thumbs up?
No, two thumbs up, one thumbs down.
Here, put on.
There's a meta here.
And you're sitting right next to him. So.
Put it on Jenny. Put it on Jenny.
The problem is that I also love Picross 3D, or DS. I like a lot of Picross is the jam.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. This is like heartbreaking for me to do because it's Ace Attorney, but it's Picross. Puzzle Sickles. I can't do it.
I was going to say, you could just pass it to Jenny. Give all the pressure to Jenny.
Objection. You're just making me make the hardest decisions today. Okay.
Flip a coin.
No, we will not leave this to chance.
Pick-do-chat.
I adore both Picross and Ace Attorney, but I cannot deny the power of objections. Ooh. And I do not object. I'm so sorry, Dave. I'm so sorry.
So that means Ace Attorney Phoenix Wright is on the list. Well done. Congratulations.
Jacob.
Hi.
Can somebody that says, can something that's been pulled off be repitched?
Yeah, that's a great point. So if it's been pulled off and you want to put it back on, you may do
so.
Cut the line.
Does anyone want $5?
So to you, what do you want to put on? What do you want to take off?
I want to add Ghost Trick.
Ooh, yes. Ooh. And what are you taking off in its place?
Spectrobes.
Ooh.
I don't know. I've never heard of that.
So I'll let you do your pitch, and then I'm sure Danny will have words for you. Don't leave the stage. You got it. Okay, cool. Your 15 seconds starts now.
Ghost Trick is a complete and utter masterpiece. The graphic style is completely unique and looks absolutely beautiful, even on the DS. It's one of a kind. The story is a masterful. The soundtrack is absolutely perfect. It's still unique and wonderful to this day. It's just an absolute thrill to play. 12 chapters.
Well done. Sorry, it's a little abrupt and a little loud, but great pitch. Danny, I see you have a t-shirt on. Yeah. What does it say?
It says Honda Equals A.
What does that mean?
Nobody knows. but that's the cool thing Roland yells whenever he goes to fight somebody in Spectrobes. And he's T-posing. I know it's a really small picture, but it'll be on Instagram later. No.
What a surprise.
Scott.
Ghost Trick has such charm and everything to it, but like those cards and like, yeah, it's just, Spectrobes is wild. I also do the thumbs down.
Wow, Jenny.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. Ghost Trick also has a special place in my heart, but.
Wow. Thoughts on the end? Thumbs up?
I don't even need to say words.
What'd I do to you?
Dave?
I play the politics game with Danny here, so.
Great pitch. I'm so sorry.
Did you make that shirt for the panel?
What?
Yeah. No, we made this bad boy.
He made the shirt. The meta. Play the meta.
What game I got you? Picross comes back and you have my vote.
What game do you want on? What game do you want off?
Mario Kart DS.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, the hidden rule of this is you add a Mario game, you take a Mario game away.
Oh, no.
So... We're going for Mario and Luigi Bowser's Inside Story.
Wow!
The list can't be all Mario games, people.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
I respect that.
Your pitch for 15 seconds starts now.
Nobody has mentioned wireless play, which was a huge thing for the DS. Came out in a really struggling economic time. Grew up with a lot of siblings, and so to be able to entertain a bunch of kids with just one cartridge was probably a godsend to my parents. That's
well
it.
Well done. Good pitch.
Really good pitch.
Brendan, you talked about it. Start us off.
I love Mario Kart DS. I played a lot of Mario Kart DS waiting for the Wii at midnight for three nights in a row in a Best Buy in Saugus, Massachusetts. Yeah, I'll give it to you.
Mm-hmm. Jenny Windham.
I am definitely going to give it to Mario Kart.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Danny.
Yeah, Mario Kart's pretty great.
Wow. Scott.
Mario Kart.
Dave.
Mario Kart.
Five for five. Well done. So we are taking that off for this one here. Tell us your game that you want on and the game you want off.
Me?
Yes, you.
Okay, so for the game we're going to put on is the Drawn to Life collection with both Drawn to Life and Drawn to Life the Next Chapter.
Okay, Drawn to Life collection. For what game?
And the game to take off, I'm going to take off WarioWare Touched.
Ooh. Okay, your pitch for 15 seconds starts now.
With a compelling story and a charming art style that allows you to put your art in the game, letting your creativity flourish. If you really wanted that from a WarioWare game, you would have picked DIY, the better one.
Ooh, well done. Good pitch.
That felt personal. That felt personal.
Had some spice on that one.
Jenny, are you okay? Are you okay?
I need a moment for a second.
I feel like I know what you're going to say here, Jenny.
Do you? I don't know what I'm going to say. you know, I'm actually quite conflicted because I think we have two games here. Like, Rhythm Heaven and WarioWare Touch do hit a similar, like, kind of like mini gamey, quick, rhythmy sort of vibe. You know? I do love Drawn to Life, but I'm dedicated to the WarioWare Touch, so I'm gonna have to keep it on there.
Let's go to Brendan.
Fantastic pitch, but it's WarioWare for me, I'm sorry.
Dave.
Yeah, what is the DS without WarioWare? I can't do it. Maybe if, like, there, you said there was another one? Maybe if you tried to switch WarioWares? Maybe, but not this way.
Oh, Scott.
I love the creativity and kind of the wild zaniness of Drawn to Life, and I'm not a big mini-game collection fan, so I'm going with Drawn to Life.
Yeah, I'd say I played a lot of Drawn to Life growing up, and I was definitely more of a WarioWare Twisted and whatever the GameCube one was. Mm-hmm. Boy. But yeah, I would've. It doesn't matter. You guys won.
But. I'm sorry. Your pitch didn't go through, but thank you so much.
I'll take it.
We've got about 8 minutes left, so I think we're going to try and speed through some. So give your pitch, and then the panel will just give a thumbs up or thumbs down. This is where the chaos happens. So what is the game you want on, and what is the game you want off?
So the game on is going to be Elite Beat Agents.
Ooh. And the game you want off?
Hate to say it, Tetris DS.
Ooh, okay. Elite Beat Agents for Tetris DS. We'll let him give his pitch first. 15 seconds starting now.
All right, so with Elite Beat Agents, no other game allows you to watch three agents sing and dance while a giant cat destroys the background of a city. And unfortunately, Tetris has had its time in the sun. Love the game, but like to switch it off.
And there's your pitch. Round of applause. Panel, we'll just go one by one. Dave, thumbs up, thumbs down.
Thumbs up. Yeah, let's do it.
Brendan, thumbs down. Jenny, thumbs up. Danny, thumbs up. Thumbs up. Wow.
Wild.
Okay.
I just lost five friends because of you.
Game on, game off.
All right, so my target kind of got taken, but I want to go Sonic Chronicles Dark Brotherhood.
Can you play it again?
Did I win?
So, you just said the secret word, Sonic the Hedgehog. So thanks to our friends at Kess Entertainment, we have a copy of Sonic Roll for you. Congratulations.
I have to get this through TSA now. Thank you.
Thanks. So sorry, and I heard Sonic the Hedgehog and my mind left. So what was the pitch again?
I didn't even do the pitch yet. Sonic Chronicles Dark Brotherhood on. And I think I have to go for... I'm going to go for 999.
Ooh. Okay, your 15-second pitch starts now.
So, beloved characters, Sonic characters, everybody loves them. Everybody loves, you know, Mario RPG style. You power up your moves with mini-games. That's what Sonic Chronicles does. It's made by BioWare, notable creator. A lot of fun, unique story, and a new way to see the characters.
Well done. And shout out to Josh and Ricky for the tech on this panel. Round of applause for them. We're going to do thumbs up, thumbs down. Scott White, Danny, Jenny, Brendan,
ooh.
Dave. Okay. Ooh. 3 for 5. Your pitch goes through. Let's get your game you want to put on and the game that you want to take off.
Sonic Chronicles can definitely go. And replace with Pokemon Heart Gold Soul Silver.
Okay, let me just write this. And Soul Silver for this game. Your 15 seconds starts now.
Heart Gold and Soul Silver was made to be what the original Gen 2 games were supposed to be. They wanted to do so much more. And they could only fit in very little of Kanto because of how big it was. With the DS there, it is the first...
Well done. All right, we're going to start with Jenny. Thumbs up, thumbs down. Thumbs up, Brendan. Thumbs up, Dave.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thumbs up, thumbs up. Thumbs up, 5 for 5. Well done.
There are so many Pokemon games, though. You need to get about the Pokemon.
Okay. Tell us the game you want on the list and the game you'd like off.
I'd like to put on Scribblenauts. And this is half a meme, but we already have a better Pokemon game out there. I'm going after Black and White 2.
Yeah.
Oh,
hot take, sorry.
Your 15 seconds starts now.
Scribblenauts is an incredibly creative puzzle game. So many ways to solve puzzles with your words. Also, Black and White 2, most of the Pokedex is rehashes at best. Heart Gold, Soul Silver, way better games. So as long as we have that mainstay representation, I think that's fine.
Well done.
Thank you.
Let's start with you, Danny.
I mean, I like Black 2, White 2, but I get it. We skip draws live, so.
Yeah.
Scott, thumbs up. Dave.
Yes.
Brendan. Jenny.
Yes.
Wow. Okay, so Scribblenauts 4, Black and White 2. We've got time for maybe 3 more, so we'll go for you.
I'm going to put Pokemon Black and White 1. And I'm gonna do something really stupid. I'm gonna take out Pokemon Heart Gold and Soul Silver.
Ooh. Okay.
I love the confidence.
Yeah.
I tend to give someone 30 seconds on each panel. So because you're going Pokemon for Pokemon, you're gonna get 30 seconds to make your pitch. Your time starts now.
Okay, you're in high school. Pokemon Black White comes out. You're 10 again. Mom says goodbye. You pick Oshawa because, fuck it, why not? I don't know if I can swear. You go on your Pokemon journey. You see Ed. You don't know what the hell is good or bad. I don't fucking know. You get to the end, and he says to follow your dreams, and you sob yourself to sleep at night because why? And now you're here at PAX East talking about it.
Well done. Thank you for blowing all of our F-words on this panel. Dave.
Not for Heart Gold and Soul Silver, no.
Ooh. Brendan.
Hell yeah.
Jenny.
I'm with Heart Gold and Silver.
Danny.
Soul Silver is my baby.
Oh.
Soul Silver always.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Great pitch. Thank you.
Thank you. I tried.
It was great, though. Good all picking right. Oshawott.
So we only have 2 left, so front of the line here, front of the line there, you're going to be our last 2, so everyone else, I'm so sorry. Thank you for coming to the panel. What game do you want to put on? What do you want to take off?
Contra 4 in.
What was it again, sorry?
Contra 4.
Contra 4, yep.
And Spectrobes out.
Ooh, okay. 4 Spectrobes. Your 15 seconds starts now.
It is classic style Contra, which follows the NES and the Super Nintendo ones perfectly. It is balls hard, but it makes you want to keep coming back for more and more and more, and it's on the go.
Well done. Round of applause.
I don't love you.
Let's start with Dave.
Spectrobes is so cool, though.
Brendan.
I'll give Danny this one.
Jenny.
Ooh, I'm sorry, I love Spectrobes way more.
No.
Oh, wait, yes, I meant
Scott.
To do that. Sorry, I meant to do that.
I like the spreader gun.
I meant to do this, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
Oh, okay. Cool beans.
So Spectrobes stays on the list. I'm so sorry.
Let's go.
So you will be our last. And I saw there's a little trade there that you're coming on for somebody. I love that.
Yeah, we did a little swap here. Thank you very
much. What game do you want on? What do you want off?
I'm going with Kirby Superstar Ultra.
There it is.
And
for I'm, what?
I'm taking off Mario Kart.
Whoa. Mario Kart.
Play Mario Kart.
The audience is reeling.
The audience, incredible. Some person just went, and I love it. Your 15 seconds starts now.
All right, Kirby Superstar Ultra, all the best things about the original, but play the entire game as Meta Knight again. Helping a Hero, rocks. True Arena, rocks. Mario Kart, best thing about Mario Kart is making your friends hate you in split screen. A lot harder to do on the DS. I mean, great game, better elsewhere.
Well done. So let's start here with Danny. Thumbs up, thumbs down. This is our final game.
Damn, I hate that we don't have a Kirby.
I know. Come
on. Starfy's not even on here.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So we don't even have Aqua Kirby.
But it's,
thumbs up.
It's smart, man.
Thumbs down. Brendan, let's popcorn it. Brendan.
I feel like there were better games to choose to go after.
Yes.
Kirby Superstar Ultra is one of the best Kirby games.
Yes.
We have 2 minutes left.
I'm sorry, but DS has got to stay.
Ooh, Jenny.
Yeah, I agree. It's so unfortunate. I'm so sorry.
Dave.
I like Kirby. We need Kirby, but it's too late now. Sorry.
Scott.
Superstar's fantastic.
So, unfortunately, DS, Mario Kart DS stays on the list. I'm so sorry.
I respect it. Thank you.
So, our final list is here. I will say it one time. Dragon Quest IX, Rhythm Heaven, WarioWare Touch, Elite Beat Agents, Spectropes, Pokemon Mystery Dungeon, Explorers of the Sky, New Super Mario Bros., The World Ends With You, Ace Attorney, Phoenix Wright, Trauma Center, Chrono Trigger DS, Nintendogs, Scribblenauts, Mario Kart DS, Pokemon Heart, Soul, Heart Gold, and Soul Silver. That is our list. Round of applause for everyone here. So, quick thank you again to Kess Entertainment for giving us a Sonic Roll board game. If you want to check the game out, they are at booth 1210. I want to thank Josh, Ricky, and the tech team, and our PAX enforcers. Round of applause for them. Do me a favor, if you liked this panel, please scan that QR code and let them know that it was great, because that's how we get to keep doing stuff like this. And quickly, I'd love everyone to just tell folks where they can be found on the internet. We'll start with Dave.
Yeah, I'm the host of the Tales from the Backlog podcast, Backlog Game Reviews. I'm on Twitter at RealDaveJackson.
Brendan.
I'm Brendan Groom. You can find everything I do at PassTheController.io. I host the Pass the Controller podcast.
Jenny Windham.
Hi, I'm Jenny Windham. You can find me online at Kim Chica on Twitch, YouTube, TikTok, and KimChica25 on Twitter.
And Geeks and Grounds?
And Geeks and Grounds, which is a monthly game club where we play the game together every month and talk about it podcast style.
Danny.
You can find me at CG Danny B, TikTok, Twitch, YouTube. I love indie games. That's what we're talking about.
Scott White.
And you can find me on Twitter at Professor RPG, and check out RPG University on your preferred podcast service.
And you can find me at Jacob McCourt, JACOBMCCOURT on all major platforms. I will not call it X. It's Twitter. Find me there. Thank you, everyone, for coming. That's our panel with no seconds to spare. Goodbye.
Do you find yourself playing older games and wishing that there were new discussions about those games? Enter Tales from the Backlog. Hi, I'm Dave Jackson, and on each episode, I'm joined by a guest to break down those games that may be stuck in your ever-expanding backlog. Each episode looks at one game in depth, focusing on mechanics, story, music, and other aspects with no spoilers until a clearly marked spoiler wall in the middle. If you've played the game, go ahead and climb that spoiler wall and enjoy in-depth story discussions, and if not, jump out when we warn you and maybe go play that game for yourself. We have over 100 episodes in the feed, everything from Disco Elysium to Tunic to discussion episodes about how to get into horror games, and if games actually need to be fun, or if they have more to offer. I guarantee that there's something in there for everybody. Once again, that's Tales from the Backlog, available wherever your podcasts are found.
Do you feel like you're the only person in your circle who wants to go deep about video games regularly?
We were like that too. Until now.
Welcome to Crossplay Conversations, the brand new bi-weekly topical video game podcast from Luke Lewis,
Joseph Hooper,
and Jacob McCourt.
With many years of breaking it down separately on shows like the Left Behind Game Club, Player Player Podcast, and Lukewarm Games, the gang is finally coming together to publish their gaming group chat in audio form every other week.
Expect roundtable reviews of the latest games, profiles of upcoming indies, and insightful conversations about essential topics in the video game industry. All with a mostly positive, insightful, and fun style.
Help us out by subscribing on your podcast platform of choice to get the first episodes delivered straight to your feed.
And follow us on Twitter at CrossplayConvos for updates about the show.
Cheers and happy gaming.